Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this hour's edition of It's a New Day. I'm Susan Locke, and I'm here in the studio with Al Locke, Linda Edsel, and our very special guest, Kurt Weaver. Welcome, Kurt.
It's wonderful to have you here today. Yeah, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Kurt serves with the Pennsylvania Family Institute in Harrisburg as its Director for Strategic Partnerships. Mm-hmm. And as our listeners well know, every day we play Michael Gere's Minutes here
right.
in the station, and they keep us all well updated with what's happening across our state and the nation. And Pennsylvania Family Institute's doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
A wonderful job. So I know you're happy to be with them, and you're a very busy gentleman.
Kurt, well, aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Kurt is a dad and of six children.
Yes.
Has husband and father of six. And how long have you been with the Institute now, Pennsylvania Family Institute?
So it's been a number of years that I've been with mm-hmm. them. Prior to that, I was a pastor for 11 years. And before that, I actually worked in radio. So it's come full circle by being here in the studios. This is great.
Wonderful. Well, we're so glad to have you here today. And we know that you've done a lot of work as a pastor and as a church leader and a lot of different things. I was interested to see that you've worked with Christian music, in the Christian music industry, with
Correct.
Artists and concerts and that sort of thing. So you've had a varied career. But I think the main thing you wanted to talk about today is the Life Action Conference coming up and the work that Pennsylvania Family Institute is doing.
Yeah, that's correct.
In that regard.
You know, the sad reality is that over 2 million babies have been aborted since 1973 here in Pennsylvania. And many people wonder, well, what can we do about that? This really is America's Holocaust. And it's one of those things where I think it's important for the conservative community, the Christian community, to join together and to talk about, to strategize, to encourage one another to really press back on the abortion laws that we have in this state and talk about what can we do to change things here in Pennsylvania. Certainly, many of you have seen what has happened in New York and Virginia and Illinois, and abortions now being allowed up to term, late-term abortions. It's horrific. Even the governor of Virginia talking about infanticide. And so we're at a really, really crossroads right now in Pennsylvania, and we don't want to see Pennsylvania become like New York or Virginia or Illinois. And so we want to gather together and gather people together and hear from some great speakers. So we put together this great conference called the Life Action Conference coming up here at the end of July, July 23rd and July 24th at Lancaster Bible College. And we have Scott Klusendorf as our main speaker coming in. If you know anything about Scott, Scott's been speaking on this topic for years all over the world. He wrote one of the top books on life called The Case for Life. And then we have, of course, Michael Gere will be speaking there, and Kristen Hawkins from Students for Life, and Allison Sinofonte from Live Action, and many others. So it's one of those events you don't want to miss. If you care about life, if you care about babies in the womb, this is an important event to be a part of, and we're hoping for a large turnout.
What do you hope to accomplish with the conference?
Well, one of the things that we're hoping to accomplish is for people to gather together to strategize, to be encouraged, to understand how to talk about these particular things, what we can do in regards to legislation, and what we can do socially as well when it comes to seeing pro-life really grow in Pennsylvania.
The everyday citizen can actually get involved.
Yes, that's why we're doing this. Exactly. Yeah, this is not for the hyper activism people. This is for anybody and everybody that cares about life. In Philadelphia alone, there were in 2017 over 11,000 abortions. Some of the top counties that have had abortions here in the state, you know, Delaware County, Chester County, Bucks County, Montgomery County. And so I think your listening audience would be really encouraged to come to this conference to learn more about what we can do in this state to stand up for life.
And just to reiterate, the conference is Wednesday, July 24th. It's a one-day conference. The cost is $25, and that includes lunch. Is that correct?
That is correct. We also have a student rate. In fact, we've seen students really rise to the occasion, Students for Life and other organizations. And so we're hoping that we can really encourage the next generation to make the changes that we want to see. You mentioned, Susan, earlier off the air that maybe in our lifetime we could actually see abortion come to an end here in America. Would that not be amazing? But guess what? We need the next generation to push the ball forward, right? And so it'd be great to see parents and students, all kinds of people coming out to this. And we have a special rate for students, which is a $10 rate. And you can get more information by going to pafamily.org. And there you'll find more information about our Life Action Conference.
And there's a kickoff meeting the night before. It's free.
Correct. Yeah. So Tuesday, July 23rd at 7 p.m., Scott Klusendorf, again, will be the keynote speaker that evening to kick things off. And so anyone can attend that. So if you can't get off work, you can at least come to that event on Tuesday evening, the 23rd.
There are a lot of groups working together for this same goal. Concerned Women for America is one. Mm-hmm. They were on this morning on,
oh, great.
On our program. Penny Nance was on with Allison Centifonte.
Oh, good.
And they did a great job this morning talking about it. So we know that many people are working very hard toward this goal. But what words would you like to share with our listeners? Is words of encouragement, words of action, things that they can do? Besides prayer, of course, which is the main thing.
Yeah. Well, certainly keep praying. But this is a cause worth fighting for. Children are worth fighting for. Babies, unborn babies are worth fighting for. You know, they are created by God. All life is given by God and it's precious. And, you know, we want to see children born in this country, whether they go into foster care or adoption, whatever it might be, they deserve to live. And unfortunately, since 1973, we've had this genocide here in America. Killing babies is not what we should be doing as a country. So it really comes down to being a moral issue that we have to really consider. You know, what does God want from us? What does God want from his people? I think this is an important issue that God would want us to stand up for and is standing up for life. And so we want to do all we can to see abortion laws hampered here in Pennsylvania as much as possible. Just recently, the House passed the Down Syndrome Protection Act, which is wonderful. Hopefully, it's going to go to the Senate and get passed there. Unfortunately, our governor has already promised to veto it if it ends up on his desk. You know, we still want to keep pushing pro-life legislation because we really believe, as we talked about earlier, we really believe that society cares about life. But unfortunately, our politicians aren't listening. And so we need to strategize to figure out how we can get our voice heard. Right now, politicians care about the money. They care about the abortion industry that funnels money into their campaigns and supports them. And we want to say, no, that's morally wrong.
Where can people go to find out more? What is your website and what information can they access?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, pafamily.org. Mm-hmm. So you can go to pafamily.org and there'll be information about this conference and some of the other things that we have in regards to abortion.
I see that you have promotional mm-hmm. resources available to churches and groups.
Correct.
Print off bulleted inserts, handouts, and so on.
Yeah. Yeah, we have all kinds of information there at the website that you can get. You know, I think like moms groups, Bible studies, churches. This is a great opportunity for everyone to come together and to encourage one another that you're not alone in standing up for life. I think that's one of the most important things when it comes to right now the pressure we feel from society and from legislators and politicians. And oftentimes we can become disillusioned or discouraged as Christians and think that we're the only ones that care about this. But guess what? That's not true. And so if the body of Christ can come together at a conference like this or other conferences and things like that, and to really link arms and say, we're not alone, like we really can do something about this. And I think it'll lift all of our spirits.
I know in our fellowship, we are really beginning to speak out against abortion. And I think it's because it's in the news.
Yeah.
We're hearing a lot about it. So it's really the time for us to step up and make our voices heard that we don't agree with what is happening
right.
with abortion.
Yeah. And I think with the latest movie that came out, Unplanned, a lot of people
that.
Saw that movie
right.
and it was so powerful, mm-hmm. Gut-wrenching as well. Mm-hmm.
But, the Gosnell movie also.
Yeah, the Gosnell, yeah.
Impact.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, there is a lot of chatter right now in society about this particular topic. And
because,
I think now is an important time.
for many years, it was never really talked about, the actual act of abortion. It was never discussed.
Right.
Because it was considered not pleasant to talk about.
Right.
But now people know how it's actually done.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's making the difference today.
Yeah. And with more and more states passing horrific late-term abortion legislation, it's become more and more, I think, people are now disgusted by dismemberment abortions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And, you know, God cannot continue to bless this country if we continue to allow this travesty to go on.
Right. And so, therefore, I think we should make our voices heard. You know, I think sometimes when you have the topic of abortion, you know, like I said, since 1973, right, we can become tired and discouraged and weak-kneed in this and
complacent.
Complacent and not continue to keep it in the cultural conversation, or even make sure our legislators know about it. Because, we get tired of talking about the same thing over and over again. Right. But this issue is so important that we need to keep it in the forefront of society.
No doubt.
I think the pressure is building. I get a major meeting email almost monthly. The Right to Life people are meeting in downtown Philly. In this particular area, Montgomery County in Philadelphia, the Catholics are really dominant in the pro-life arena. And we've actually run some advertisements for a big Catholic church in Collegeville. What's the name of that, Susan?
St. Eleanor's.
St. Eleanor's. I think Eleanor was the mother of Constantine, and she was very involved in building churches and everything in Jerusalem. So one of my personal heroes. But yes, I think people are sensing, and that's the reason that New York and Virginia and Illinois are coming up with these outrageous laws, because they know that Roe versus Wade is going to be overturned. And you can almost feel it. It's almost going to happen. The president is just appointing one pro-life judge after another. So it's going to happen. We're going to see it. God help us. And it's an exciting time to know that since 1973, we're finally going to reverse the tide. I'm very encouraged.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope so. And that is, to your point, I think that's why it's so important for us to pay attention to the political sphere, right? To really know who is standing up for life and who is brave enough and strong enough to make good pro-life legislation here in Pennsylvania. And so I often talk about this not being a political issue, but it is. But more than just being a political issue, it's a moral issue. But these laws get passed by what? Politicians. And so what you have happening in New York and Virginia and Illinois was done by the legislature there. And so here in Pennsylvania, we have to also pay attention to our legislature and understand what they're doing and what laws are they're passing, and really make sure that we're voting in regards to life.
It's so important for people to be informed.
Yeah.
And to stay in touch with their representatives.
Right, yeah.
Well, the other side, the left, they're starting to use, or maybe they have been, scare tactics. Remember a couple of months ago, there was, I think it was a Pennsylvania rep. He was intimidating a woman who was at an abortion clinic. And all she was doing was, she was praying.
Representative and Brian Sims.
There it is.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Yeah, so you see, you even have legislators then being so dogmatic and even harmful with a lot of anger.
They're so
this
bold
particular topic.
Today.
Well, yeah. He might never get elected again if his the voters in his district hear what he's done. I'm sure they did, because it was big time news in all the newspapers. He's not going to get elected again. He's finished. He got lectured by his own party.
Good. Vote the bums out.
Right. And that's what's going to affect them, really, if they know that there's going to be consequences. Because the Republicans could have put Planned Parenthood off federal dole if they wanted to. Republicans had a majority in both the Senate and the House in the U.S., and they didn't do it, which is an unbelievable, not unsurprising, but to me, unbelievable stance, considering the Republican Party platform and everything. I think we need to put pressure on them that
right.
we carry through And basically, God's expecting us to do what's right.
Yeah.
We have to do that.
Well, it is true that Planned Parenthood has become a big political organization. And so the last governor's race, they pumped $1.5 million into Governor Wolf's campaign. And then you have Planned Parenthood also getting, you know, financial support from the government. And that's our tax dollars going to them. And so, yeah, I think a lot of politicians are, you know, certainly care about the money. And they don't want to hurt the money that's coming their direction.
And then their chances of reelection. It's
Correct.
Always about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to remind everyone we're speaking with Kurt Weaver, who is the Director for Strategic Partnerships with Pennsylvania Family Institute. And we're going to take a little break and then be right back after the break. Thank you for listening.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Next week's a big week for us here at Pennsylvania Family Institute, and I'd really appreciate your prayers, and if you have the time, your involvement. First up is our City on the Hill Youth Leadership and Worldview Camp for high school students, which runs this Sunday through next Saturday. Please pray for God to really impact the teens that will be joining us for His glory and for the advancement of the gospel. Secondly is our Life Action Pro-Life Conference on Tuesday and Wednesday, July 23rd and 24th, where you can hear some of the best pro-life speakers and leaders anywhere and learn how you can join in building a strong pro-life future for Pennsylvania. Details on how you can pray and get engaged in standing up for life can be found on our website at pafamily.org.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your prayers and financial support. To donate, log on to pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Welcome back. Here we are this morning with Kurt Weaver, Pennsylvania Family Institute. He is the Director for Strategic Partnerships, and this is It's a New Day. I'm Susan Locke here with Al Locke and Linda Edsall and Kurt Weaver in the studio.
Great to be here.
So glad to have you with us today,
thank you.
Kurt.
Kurt, what can an everyday person who wants to get involved with this, but they don't necessarily want to go to an abortion clinic and pray, or what can an everyday person do?
Right. So I think a lot of people have full lives, right? We all do.
All busy,
and we're involved in all kinds of things, and maybe you're running the kids here and there, and you're involved in your church activities, and you think, man, yeah, I care about life, but I don't want to add one more thing to my life. There are a number of really accessible things that someone can do that's not going to take lots of time away from your everyday lives. One of the things is just being active in communicating with your local representatives or your local senators. It could be as easy as picking up the phone and making a phone call, or writing a letter, or sending an email, or stopping in the office, or even asking your local rep if you can take him or her out for coffee.
Wow, what an idea.
What an idea. Look at that. Who doesn't like free coffee? And just talk about this issue. Talk from your heart. You know, you want to be gracious, but you also want to be courageous. And so talk about, you know, what do you think about these particular things? You know, what are you doing in Harrisburg? What do you see coming down the pike? You know, and talk about this and share your concerns of what's happened in New York and Virginia and Illinois. Talk about the Down Syndrome Protection Act. But it doesn't take a whole lot of time for you to do that. You don't have to stop your life, per se, to get involved. There are really
it's a simple thing.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, there's a lot
great.
Of things you
that's
can do.
Good.
I mean,
okay,
you can call your local rep. You can meet with your local rep. You can go to their offices.
Okay.
Because I think people are scared about I just don't have enough time.
I'm not going to go pray at an abortion clinic.
Right. That's scary. I mean, you see what Brian Sims did. I mean, why in the world would you want to go?
It is scary now.
Right.
So.
And now you might be scared away from, you know, getting too political with your politicians. And listen, they're normal people just like you and I. You don't need to be scared of them. But that might be too much for somebody to do. The other thing you can do, though, is even in your own community, your church community, you know, think about some things that you can do at your church. Maybe it's making your pastor aware of some of the pro-life things going on in Pennsylvania. Maybe it's starting a group in your church that care about life, and you look in your communities and you think, how can we support organizations that are doing pro-life work? That might mean getting involved with local pregnancy centers. We did a wonderful thing this past May as an organization. We teamed up with Go Beyond in Lancaster County, and we encouraged church and individuals and communities to donate as many diapers as they could to local pregnancy centers. Get this, we had about 30,000 diapers donated to pregnancy centers just in Lancaster County. That's massive. And it's so, and it was so encouraging to these pregnancy centers. And guess what? We want to do all we can to support women who are choosing life, choosing to carry a term and to have the baby born. And those who keep the baby, we want to support them and give them free diapers.
That's a great idea.
Because diapers are expensive, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Right, right.
That's a great idea. And I think that because abortion has become so political, that people do shy away from talking about that in church.
Right. Well, I think we have to acknowledge that, you know, when women find themselves in an unwanted pregnancy, it is a scary thing.
Absolutely.
It is hard, right? And so we want to be as positive and as encouraging to these young women as possible. And so if they know that they're going to have a community around them, a church community, people they can talk to, supplies that they can get their hands on, it's going to encourage them to not just rely on, you know, abortion, doing away with the pregnancy.
Because the amount of resources that are in these centers, I volunteered at a baby's breath. It's a local pregnancy center. And the resources that they have, in every way, they stand beside you.
Right.
So you're not alone.
Right.
Even if you don't have family, they're there for you.
And so I think that's a way that we can have a positive role in society, right? And so we're not always just shaking our fists, you know, abortion's bad, abortion's bad. We should, right? But then we also need to be caring as well for those that are finding themselves in these, you know, troubled times, and do all we can to help organizations that are helping women. We have a great organization in Lancaster County called Mom's House. And so, you know, pregnancy centers are helping women who are carrying to term and then having newborn babies. Mom's House is supplying, there's other organizations like it, they're supplying free childcare, they're supplying meals. They're helping these young moms understand how to parent, doing parenting classes. They're helping them do meal planning, all kinds of things. They're even helping them learn job skills and helping them in their in schooling. So if they're still in school.
How to go on an interview.
Right.
Clothes.
And, right. Yeah. And helping them to not drop out of school, but they do tutoring and help them
to get their GED.
Yeah, exactly. Which is wonderful. There's so many great organizations out there. And so going back to the normal citizen and what they can do, there's all kinds of small things that you can do to make a difference. So, yeah.
And there are several different wonderful places in our area. There's the Chester County Women's Services in Westchester. There's the Delaware County Pregnancy Center. You mentioned the one in Lancaster. There's a baby's breath right here in the Jeffersonville.
Right. Area. There's three of those all over.
So it is a very difficult situation for many people, but there is help.
Yeah, there is.
There is help.
And you know, oftentimes you'll hear people who are pro-abortion, they'll often say, well, pro-life people, they only care about the baby in the womb. And once the baby's born, no one cares about them anymore. I heard that time and time again. That's just so untrue. The Christian community is doing amazing and wonderful things in regards to life, not just with the unborn, but even the young child, babies, helping mothers, churches, doing all kinds of things to help single moms. And so I'm really encouraged all the organizations that really are doing things post-birth, because we really do care about life.
Well, that's wonderful. And once again, we just come back to Pennsylvania Family Institute and thank you for all the work being done there in this regard. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, we've been mentioning topic? Yeah, we've been mentioning our Life Action Conference, and just to reiterate that coming up July 23rd and 24th, we're doing this Life Action Conference at Lancaster Bible College. We have some great speakers, Scott Klusendorf, the author of The Case for Life, Kristen Hawkins from Students for Life, Allison Sinofonte from Live Action, Michael Gear, and many others are going to be at this conference. You really don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great time gathering together, discussing the topic of life, which is so important, and then talking and strategizing about what we can do to see Pennsylvania a place where life is cherished, and what we can do to see pro-life legislation passed here in the state. And you can find more information at pafamily.org.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That's just wonderful information. And I wonder, Kurt, if you could share with us and with the listeners some of the other things that are coming up with the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
Yeah. So during that week, every year we do a conference called City on the Hill, and it's for high school students. You know, one of the things that liberals do well at is they do all they can to transfer their ideology to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think we do, conservatives and Christians, don't do a great job at is instilling biblical ideology into the next generation. And so we've been doing this conference for a number of years called City on the Hill. And we have students come to Lancaster Bible College. We talk about worldview stuff. Obviously, this year we're going to be talking about the life issue, but helping them to understand how to think biblically, how to put together good, strong conservative arguments, how to think about legislation, how the legislative process even works. And so we do leadership, worldview stuff, and we also help them understand the legislative process. So it's a fun week because we take these students, we make them honorary senators for the week, and they have their own legislation to work through. They have their caucuses and all kinds of things they work through. And at the end of the week, we actually take them to Harrisburg. And in Harrisburg, they get to argue their legislation there and then also spend time on the Senate floor doing a mock session. Great. And so it's a great program.
That's great.
Preparing future leaders.
That's correct. Yeah, it's important.
That's wonderful.
And we understand that it's a life-changing experience for a lot of these young people.
For many. For many, it is life-changing, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it helps them to understand, okay, yeah, God calls us to be believers in this world, to be leaders in this world, to stand up for the things that God cares about, and to see change take place in our world. And we have to help our next generation to be bold, because it is not getting easier to stand up for righteousness in this world. You know, what people consider righteous, now they're considering evil, you know, and what they're considering evil, they're calling righteous. And we see this in Scripture, that our world is becoming increasingly evil. And so it's become more and more important for us to help the next generation to understand that standing up for righteousness really matters, and to be bold and to be courageous.
What are some of the responses you recall from past participants at the conference?
I think a lot of the participants come away understanding how important it is to stand up for righteousness in this world, how to discuss things with clarity, but also to be gracious as well, how to put good arguments together, how to even understand the legislative process. Many people don't understand how politics work. And so if we're able to help them understand the process, that's going to help them certainly in this world.
Because it's not being taught in school.
No, not at all. Right. Yeah. And so a lot of times you have students coming out of school not knowing what they can do. So we're helping them.
That's wonderful. That's just wonderful. Now, has the registration closed for that event?
It has, but we do it every summer at the end of July. And it's a great program. So, you know, if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, if you're a teen, start thinking about this now. Mm-hmm. This might be something that you want to pass on to your high school teenagers or to your grandchildren to consider for next summer.
We look forward to good reports.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we always do.
This year's event.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we know that you have a wonderful banquet every year, too. the Pennsylvania Family Institute banquet. It's a marvelous event.
What's wonderful is this year is our 30th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've been around for 30 years. And so we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, September the 27th is our next banquet. And it's always held at the Hershey Lodge. Mm-hmm. It's an outstanding event. People love it. It's informational. It's encouraging. And we always have amazing food, too. And I know many of your listeners and even you guys as well have attended and you've enjoyed it. So
yes, it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Who are the speakers this year?
We have a number of different people coming that are going to really be sharing their life stories in regards to pro-life, in regards to freedom of religion. And so I think it's going to be an inspiring time hearing from a number of different speakers who have experienced firsthand some of the difficulties in our world when it comes to religious liberty and them standing up for righteousness.
It's a very inspiring event. I can testify to that. It really is. Well, we just thank you so much, Kurt, for the work you're doing there and for the work that Pennsylvania Family Institute is doing. Is there anything else that you would like to add to what we've talked about?
Yeah, I did mention earlier that the House just passed some legislation called the Down Syndrome Protection Act. And it's a piece of legislation that's very important. We really feel like just because someone is diagnosed in the womb with possibly having Down syndrome, that they should not be targeted. Currently, right now, it's over like 70% of children who are diagnosed in the womb with possibly having Down syndrome are aborted. And so you have the medical community that certainly is pushing that. We feel like these children should be protected. And so hence Down Syndrome Protection Act. And so it passed in the House. We're hoping the Senate picks it up and passes it away as well. And so one of the things that people can do is just on that particular legislation, they can let their local representatives know that they support this and that their local senators should run this bill and also pass it.
Very good.
So that's an important piece of legislation that's sitting before the Senate right now.
Well, Alan, Linda, do you have anything else you wanted to add or ask?
I think that Kurt has covered it, and we wish you the best with the conference, and I'm sure it will be very successful.
I just wanted to leave our listeners with the feeling, the actual confidence, that although if you listen to the mainstream news media and you listen to some of the loud voices of our opposition, you might feel like you're a minority. But the reality of it is, organizations like the Knights of Columbus, the NRA, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Legion, the Armed Forces, they've done polling 70% of the armed forces, I'm talking about the combat forces of the United States of America, are really with us, okay? So don't get discouraged. Just because somebody yells in your face, they're cowards and wimps, and only godly behavior is tolerated by Christians, and so we don't yell back at them.
Mm-hmm.
And but don't get the impression that if push comes to shove, we won't push back.
Mm.
And don't get discouraged.
Right.
Pennsylvania's read someplace that it has just about the most Medal of Honor. Major Dick Winters of the Band of Brothers is from the Harrisburg area. There's all kinds of General Spatz is from Reading. It goes on and on and on. Go to a football game and you'll see courageous young people who are doing their job, who are making things happen, and basically are going to graduate to responsible positions. And the only reason they can is because their parents believed in life.
Hmm.
And
amen.
We are not a minority. Mm. In basic, I refuse to be pushed around by any loudmouth wimp who thinks that he's going to take advantage of some mother and her young teenage daughter. It's not going to happen. It never should have happened in the first place. But that's because we're Christians and we, like Christ, turn the other cheek. But that doesn't mean that this isn't America. And read about the Battle of the Bulge, read about D-Day, read about our heroic forces right now who are in Syria and Afghanistan. And they really don't want to go there. And I don't want to go there either. Yeah. That's why we're not there.
We have to take a stand for what's right.
That's right. This is too much. 60 million dead babies is too much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, I'm reminded, Alan, of the story of when the Israelites were in Egypt, right? And because the Israelites were getting so large in number, you know, they decided they were going to start killing the babies, right? And what did the Hebrew midwives do? Well, they stood up against the laws, right? Mm-hmm. Because they knew what was right. Mm-hmm. And so they were delivering babies secretly because they knew what was right and they knew what was righteous. And you saw what God did, obviously, for the people of Israel. And I do agree that we do not need to lose heart. You know, this is still God's world. We're still God's people. And He's given us a voice. He's instilled in us a courage to stand up for what is right, to stand up for righteousness in this world. And ultimately, we know the end of the story, don't we? Yes. We know at the end of the story, even though we live in a fallen world, a sinful world, we know that there's going to come a day where God is going to make all things right, the new heavens and the new earth. But until that day, guess what? God has called us to stand and to be bold and to not shy away, much like the Hebrew midwives, to stand up for what is right.
And let us not grow weary in doing good.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, on that good word, I think we'll conclude our conversation here. Thank you so much, Kurt, for coming today. It's been a real honor to have you here with us.
Thank you. This has been wonderful. Thank you for all of you doing.
Well, we really appreciate the Pennsylvania Family Institute, and I encourage our listeners to continue to listen each day to those messages that Michael Gear shares. And also, don't forget about the conference coming up. Tell us once again, Kurt, about the details.
Right. It's called the Life Action Conference. It's in Lancaster Bible College, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Tuesday, July 23rd is a free event that evening from 7 to 9 with Scott Klusendorf. And the next day is actually our conference. And we have some great speakers. Scott Klusendorf again, Kristen Hawkins, Allison Sinofonte, Michael Gear, and many others. And it's going to be from 8:45 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And you can find out more information by going to pafamily.org. The cost is $25 for admission. But we also have a student rate of $10, and that does include lunch. So it's a great deal. It's going to be a wonderful time to come together to think about a pro-life, to talk about pro-life, to strategize on what we can do to make a difference here in Pennsylvania. And if you care about life, this is one event you won't want to miss. You know, it is a scary thing when women find themselves in a difficult spot with an unwanted pregnancy. And we certainly want to have compassion for what they're going through. But I don't know that I've ever heard a woman who has regretted having a baby and having her child and carrying to term. But I have heard many women who have been haunted by the fact that they had an abortion, and they regret some of their decisions. And I think culturally we want to make sure that we are talking about that life is so precious and glorious, and that when you find yourself in an unwanted pregnancy, that your first thought is not abortion, but your first thought is, oh, how wonderful. There is a life inside of me, and you want to see that life come to fruition. And every child deserves a chance at life and to live, no matter how it comes about, right? And so I think it's really important for us to make sure that we are championing those stories of moms who have had children through difficult circumstances.
In that regard, Kurt, Norma McCorvey, the woman
right.
for whom Roe v. Wade is, I don't know if it's named, or that case came about because of her.
Right, correct.
Came to believe that it was a terrible mistake.
Right, yeah.
And regretted that and said so publicly.
She has, yeah, and to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, she's not alone in that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other women who regret it as well. And, you know, they find themselves in a difficult, you know, place, obviously. And they don't know what to do. And that's why it's so important for us as believers to come alongside of these women and encourage them and say, you can do it. This is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so we want to see life championed. We want to see life cherished here in Pennsylvania as much as possible.
Well, I know from personal experience, we lost a baby to miscarriage.
Sorry.
Actually two, but the first one in particular, for those who say that there is no other person, and so, you know, that child's not a child, it's just whatever. That is so far from the truth, because I had such a sense of the presence, the personality,
mm-hmm.
the spirit of that child,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that I just know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it happened.
Yeah.
I know it's true.
Right.
And so it's a very real, it is, as you said at the beginning, it's a spiritual issue, it's a moral issue, it's not just a political issue.
Right.
It really is. So it's a heart issue.
Right. And to quote one of the famous theologians, Dr. Seuss, a person's a person, no matter how small.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in today and for sharing with us all. Thank you for the work of Pennsylvania Family Institute. Thank you, Kurt.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us this morning, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
In honor of today's pro-life event, WFYL is proud to present Horton Hears a Who by Dr. Seuss, and a message you won't hear on the mainstream news.
On the 15th of May in the jungle of Newell, in the heat of the day, in the cool of the pool, he was splashing, enjoying the jungle's great joys, when Horton the elephant heard a small noise. So Horton stopped splashing. He looked toward the sound. That's funny, thought Horton. There's no one around. Then he heard it again. Just a very faint yelp, as if some tiny person were calling for help.
Help! Help!
I'll help you, said Horton. But who are you?
Where?
He looked and he looked. He could see nothing there but a small speck of dust blowing past through the air.
I say, murmured Horton, I've never heard tell of a small speck of dust that is able to yell. So you know what I think? Why, I think that there must be someone on top of that small speck of dust. Some sort of a creature of very small size, too small to be seen by an elephant's eyes. Some poor little person who's shaking with fear that he'll blow in the pool. He has no way to steer. I'll just have to save him, because, after all, a person's a person, no matter how small.
We hope you enjoyed this small presentation. Consider the unborn and pray for our nation. Because we know this is true after all, a person's a person, no matter how small.